Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Coming up on TMS, white knuckle lifting.
Defecate Con 5.
Grabbed by the chuckles.
Ensign dismount.
Ball pointing leaves a mark.
Bleaching elephant buttholes.
Dark berry.
The Patrick Stewart business.
Why are you punching yourself, Bruce?
Driver of the dead.
Your stomach's the captain now.
Figured I could get away with eating a peanut.
That's a lot of unwhite corn dogs.
Oh, your wife is wonderful, but she's wrong.
Canceling Batgirl with Steven and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Is Elvis alive? Judge for yourself by calling the 900 number on your television screen. Hear what could be the incredible Elvis phone call. Listen to the newest and longest recording ever, just released from the original taped conversation purportedly of Elvis recorded about 4 years after the 16th of August, 1977.
Don't trust China. China is assholes.
The Morning Stream. Bread goes in, toast comes out. You can't explain that.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, August 8th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm okay. It's Monday, and I don't know how I feel yet. I feel like I'm hurtling toward busyness today, and it's going to be weird. I have a lot to do.
Well, I figure we should just kind of give up the whole, like, treating Mondays like they suck. You know, because if you go into Mondays saying, Mondays, you suck, and I'm expecting you to suck, and it's just going to suck, then, you know, we're not going to be disappointed, right? But if we say, hey, today's Monday.
Yeah.
It's the first day of the rest of the week.
Yeah. It's a great day.
I'm going to make it a great day.
That's
and,
right. I'm going to grab it by the short
hair. Not start drinking until 12
today. Yeah. Actually, I am having a diet, Dr. Pepper Dark Cherry Zero Sugar.
Right now. Yes, I like that.
Not really a morning drink, but here I am anyway.
It's dark cherry?
Yeah, dark berry. I keep saying dark cherry.
Dark berry,
dark
okay.
Berry.
Dark berry.
It's very good. And by the way, they're hard to find, at least around here they are. I haven't been able to get them. So lo and behold, suddenly on my doorstep the other day, freaking Jim Jensen, local tadpooler extraordinaire, put a 12-pack of this stuff on the porch.
That's awesome.
He's the nicest guy. Like
a diamond doctor is where Dashing Ding Dong. Dr. Ditch.
Dr. Ditch. That's his new name, Dr. Ditch. I like that name.
Ding
anyway,
dong, Dr. Ditch.
He's a good dude. You guys all know him as I beat a bloke in the chat, and he's a good man.
Nice. He is a good man.
And good luck to, I guess, Robin's going in for some surgery, so we're wishing her well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Whatever that
is. Sending heaps of tad vibes towards Robin.
Yeah, heaps. That's the measurement
we like to use. Heaps of tad vibes. That's how it's measured. You don't measure it in, you know, vibes themselves or granules. You measure it in heaps.
Yeah.
Heaps of vibes.
That's right. Forget, screw you, metric system. We're using heaps.
Yeah, we're creating our own.
That's right. Meh. All right. I did a thing that probably will surprise some. Kim and I sat down and watched, we watched Prey first, which I'll talk about on Wednesday. And then we watched Multiverse of Madness, the Doctor Strange sequel.
Yeah.
Which I just put off whatever reason, just didn't get to it. And finally watched it. Kim and I were like, hey, we're behind on some Marvel stuff. What are you in the mood for? And she's like, all right, well, let's see. We need Ant-Man 2. Do you want to watch that? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds all right. Let's do that. And she goes, oh, I need something bigger. Now, she didn't actually mean it as a joke.
Pun, no pun intended on the, but bigger than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, she in her words, she wanted something big and loud, and, you know, so I'm like, well, you know what? Multiverse probably will cover that for us. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So we watched it. I found it to be a somewhat of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
But overall, I quite enjoyed it. And I think when it leaned into, and this may be, I don't know if it's controversial or if you feel the opposite of this or not, Brian, but I was happiest when it leaned into the Sam Raimi horror elements more than I was when it was just feeling like generic, you know, MCU stuff.
Definitely, because, you know, Marvel movies that are just, you know, hey, here's a superhero, here's him doing stuff, woo, is, you know, all right, that's
runs
great.
A little thin after a while, yeah.
But Marvel movies that are something else that just happen to feature superheroes, another type of movie, another genre, are far better, far superior.
I agree. I had a really good time with those parts of it. And I also thought that I've been told this, but I was surprised at how much they got away with and stayed PG-13 with some of that, some of those horror elements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is not a spoiler, but I'll just say Black Bolt had a moment that just, my gosh, I guess I wasn't expecting it.
Let's talk about a dismount.
That was a whew. That really grabbed me by the chuckles. Didn't expect it.
Yeah. And the other thing, all of the business there, you know, the the Patrick Stewart business, the
how to unravel a plastic man, all those sorts of things. Exactly. But I did like so the other thing no one told me about, and I didn't expect. I knew about some of these cameos and stuff, and
of course
it was fine, whatever. But no one told me that when Patrick Stewart comes out in his little car, his little X-Man car, that they'd have the animated TV show music in there.
Right.
No one told me this. I had no idea. That was great.
You've seen Ms. Marvel, right?
No, none of it.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that might be the best series they've released so far.
Yeah. You all caught up and done? I feel like you haven't said much about it, but you liked it, eh?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought I said a lot about it, but I guess not. Maybe I was trying to be coy about it or be, you know, non-spoiler about it. But
no, that's good to hear, though. And everyone I've talked to has loved it. But
my God, the woman, the girl, you can call her a girl, that they found to play Ms. Marvel is, you believe she is Kamala in real life.
Kamala Khan.
Vice President
Kamala
is Khan. Yeah, Vice President is Kamala. Is she over 18? I mean, you know, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking for myself. I'm just wondering if I could call her, if I have to call her a woman.
I'm sure she's got to be over 18, right?
Probably, yeah.
They all are. They don't hire kids anymore. What are we doing?
Yeah. No, she is the best thing. And if you don't watch that with Carter, you're failing as a
failing as a parent. Okay. Does it have the is that in there too or something? Or
I will say that when you mentioned the Patrick Stewart thing, that it called to mind something else that happened in Ms. Marvel, and I won't mention that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So overall, I liked it. It was good. It was I don't know. I think part of what it was mixed for me was when I realized that this was trying to straddle two things. It was trying to be super MCU in the way we think of MCU movies, but then it would shift into this darker tone.
Yeah,
where things got real weird, and it sometimes I just found that a little discordant. Like they're two different movies, but when they were all in on either one, I was having a great time. It was just a little bit shifty at times, but I really enjoyed it. It was freaking great.
Did you enjoy the obligatory Bruce Campbell cameo?
Oh yeah, that was great. I feel like it was some talk about something Sam Raimi did recently where we all saw it. It was it's old. Quick and the Dead.
They cut his business out. Yeah.
Yeah, and so in my head I was like, for some reason, I thought that was more recent or something, and I thought it was this. I thought someone had said they cut it out of this, and then when he showed up, started punching himself. I'm like, all right, here we go. This is cool.
So good. And I need to watch it again, and I need to like slowly go through the different multiverses that they just spend a half a second in, because it's been confirmed that one of those is something from the old X-Men comics, even though that's not its own universe. That is a part of a hidden part of Earth.
Was it the animated bit they went through?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I guess I can say it. Well, because the people who are...
We have the two-week rule. It's
Yeah, exactly.
This thing's been out forever.
They go through the freaking Savage Land.
Oh, okay. So all of this, so that quick mishmash of like zip, 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 all that through that stuff. I'm sure there's hidden crap in there, right? Like, there's got to be.
There is, and that's why I want to see more of it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And you gotta love that. I didn't think the third eye itself was worthy of having a whole stinger devoted to it.
Yeah, but, maybe.
But I did like the. Yeah. I loved the new character introduction with. Charlize.
Yeah, that was cool. I wish she was bald and had black soot on her forehead. But
I know you
that,
do. I know you do. Well,
it's fine. It's fine.
Can't have it all.
No, you can't. I really try, but you can't. it's fun, though. It's good. I think people should see it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, so the order should be Loki.
Yeah.
Before anything else. And then I guess depending on what you've got time for, either Ant-Man and Wasp or Ms. Marvel, but you know, Ant-Man and Wasp, you'll finally get some explanation on how things happened at the beginning of Avengers Endgame. Finally get some understanding.
2019's Endgame will finally make sense to me. I'm excited.
Yes, exactly.
I can't
exactly.
wait. I can't
believe
it.
Captain Marvel. Yeah. Need to see Captain Marvel. Need to see. Have you not watched Moon Knight?
No Moon Knight yet. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's not good, connected.
It should come
though.
After. It's not connected. No, there's, yeah.
It's
you can do that really anytime, but it's good.
Yeah. It's just Poe Dameron running around doing shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Are any of these one off things they did any good? I saw those listed in Disney Plus and I haven't bothered, but they're like, they call them one, like a Thor one off.
Yes.
What are those? What is that?
Not stingers. Those are things that were included on the Blu-rays of a lot of the Marvel films and at least the early ones, and they're worth seeing. A lot of them are worth seeing. The one shot, the one with Lizzie Kaplan, who I know you like.
I do like Lizzie Kaplan. Yeah.
That one's really good. Mm-hmm. They're all worth seeing, and they're all short.
And what
they're
is
all short?
What is she's not an MCU person, is she?
Or? She is now because she's been in one of these one shots.
Hmm. That means everyone's in the MCU now.
Everyone is in the MCU, yes.
Well, Lizzie Kaplan, you're great.
Some of them more than once. All right. So, Scott, Friday morning.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lift story. Hold on.
Drive
at sensible
speeds. Be courteous and obey traffic regulations.
All right. Give me a lift story.
And I did do all that. So Friday morning, got up really early. I mean, I got up, 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6, and decided to go out and do some lift just to get a whole day's worth of driving in before we had Guess the Connection and Couch Party.
Right.
And so I don't, those days I just make coffee, put in my cup, and then hit the road. I worry about breakfast, like if there's a lull in picking up passengers. So,
sure.
So that's when I grab breakfast with someplace nearby. I try and find a diner that I've never been to and go and check it out. Cause I end up in different parts of the city. So it's like, oh, well, this will be fun. Let's try this place.
Sure.
So, picked up a woman who was going to work. Her job was at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. She was clearly, I think she was housekeeping just based on the way she was dressed and what she was bringing to work and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Picked her up and, 20 minute ride. We pull into the Fairfield in, the little breezeway there. Yeah. And I look back and she is out. And I mean, like I had that woman that I brought back from the hospital at like 10 o'clock at night one time that she was, you know, that fell asleep and snored like a wild animal in the back of the car.
Sure.
This woman was quiet and not a peep out of her, but she, the only thing holding her from falling completely forward was the seatbelt. She was like, arms out, like the Walking Dead, like arms out.
You weren't worried that you had a corpse on your hands or anything?
A little bit. But
I would have thought of that first time.
But
like,
she
oh,
was
gosh.
Just completely out, and so. Ma'am, we're here.
So you had to wake her up? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had to wake her up. Yeah. There were no speed bumps that I was looking. I tried to look for speed bumps. or tap the brakes.
Boy, anyway. You have to be really tired for a 20-minute drive to knock you out that much.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. I was playing playing chill music, mm-hmm. was, you know, music from my actual chill playlist.
Yeah,
and then you know, it's early. It's
the, oh, when you and, of the and also car. Whenever your drivers get in, you inject them with fentanyl. I forgot about that. You do that as well.
Yeah. I hand them water bottles filled with barbiturates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Got to get them out somehow. Whatever.
So, so wake her up. She gets out. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm not getting another ride right away. What's around here for diners? Oh, Delectable Egg. Great. Go over there. Get, it's a, how do we call it, a chain? There are like three or four here in Colorado. They're all,
you call it the Delectable Egg?
The Delectable Egg.
Sounds all right. Sounds yeah. good to me. Mm.
So, hop in there. I get a little eggs, a little bacon, a little toast, and, some more coffee. And finish up, get out of there, back in the car. Next ride is really close to, it's another hotel really close by, not the same hotel I dropped the lady at, but another hotel. Go and pick up this guy, and wouldn't you know it, he's going to the airport. So we're looking at a like a 35, 40-minute drive. Cool. Okay.
All right.
So load his suitcase in the car. We start driving. We're going down the toll road. Which is great because I can go 80 on the toll road. It's sure. so nice.
Makes sense.
Driving along, and all of a sudden, I'm feeling like a little in my stomach. That specific noise. And
my favorite noise.
I'm thinking, oh man, all right, this might be a problem. I think think I might have to drop this guy off at the airport, and then like immediately go to the cell phone waiting lot where there's a little like a food court basically mm-hmm. with restrooms, indoor restrooms, not like outdoor, but you know, I might have to stop there and take care of some stuff.
Diarrhea. So,
Keep going.
Exactly. Yes. So I go up to my little phone. I hit the little button that says no more rides. Like basically you turn off so I don't automatically get queued into another ride before this one's finished.
Yeah.
So continuing on, starting to feel a little bit better. Okay, turn rides back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost immediately, it's like my stomach said, oh, no, you don't. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
And then immediately, so I turn things back off. I'm like, all right, that's the plan. Drop this guy off, drive back over to that food court. It's about a... From dropping off the passenger, it's about a seven or eight minute ride there.
It's not too bad, but that can be an eternity depending on your threat level.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be. And as we're moving along, we're reaching DEFCON.
Is it five. Higher or lower? Wait a minute. DEFCON?
Higher is worse, I think. So, right. It starts out DEFCON right. 1, and then the worse it gets, the higher the number.
I think that's right, yeah.
I think that's right. Yeah. I know. I always second guess myself. And
DEFCON's messed with my head, right. So I don't know.
So, by the time we get to, like, driving into the airport itself, before I'm even in the drop-off lane, I'm starting to kind of white knuckle the steering wheel. I am gripping it so tight that like my, you know, like I'm every once in a while having to force myself to relax my hands and go, okay. Just to kind of take my mind off of things.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm not going to make it to the food court thing. I'm going to have to pay $7 and park and run and grab the nearest bathroom in the airport.
Oh, $7 shitter, man.
$7 pooper business.
Oh.
So
I hate that.
We get to the thing, I drop him off, I go in the back, get a suitcase out, and hop back in my car and immediately like, all right, how am I getting to parking? And as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, I'm not even gonna make it to parking. this is happening whether like this might be my last Lyft ride of the day. I might just head home and change my clothes or something is the way things are going.
Sure.
So I pull around. I'm in the west side. I pull around to the east side of the airport, and there's basically on the level I'm at, it's the commercial ride level, right? So that's where the taxis, the Ubers, Lyfts, the limousines park there, the buses that go out to the parking lots and the regular buses that go, et cetera. And the furthest out island is the Uber and Lyft island.
Of course.
And it's like a, Yep. Come up, pick up your passengers or drop off. Or yeah, I guess you can't drop off. You drop off close, but you can pick them up at the fifth island out. So it's like, yep, pick up your passengers and keep on moving. No parking, no none of that stuff.
Yeah.
I say screw it. Like, at this point, it's going to be a ticket. It's going to be a ticket, or it's going to end up being, you know, hose out the car. Some horrible outcome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I pull up and I park the car and I flick on the hazards, turn off the car, take my key out, put my phone in my, take my phone out of the little holder, put it up to my ear and lock the door. And as I'm walking, I'm like, yeah, passenger with a handicapped passenger. Yes, I can go pick her up. Yeah, she's inside the terminal. Okay, yeah. You know, the other Uber drivers are there looking at me. Oh, she wants me to walk up to the terminal like I'm trying to keep a quarter between my knees and not let it drop. Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, you know, putting on this Academy Award winning performance.
Yeah.
And I can just, it's like, oh, my God. All right. I don't know where this door is going to take me into the terminal, and I hope I can find a bathroom soon enough. So sure enough, takes me right into baggage claim. I'm like, all right, there used to be bathrooms there before the remodel. Where are the bathrooms now? And I turn and look to my left and I find a women's room. I'm like, okay, yeah. Oh, and there's the men's room, like about,
I was hoping you're going
ways behind it. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you were hoping.
Yeah.
So I, still, whatever reason, keeping the phone up to my ear, even though there's no reason, like it's not, you know, the Oscar season is over.
Yeah,
like,
the ruse is through. You've done all the acting you're going to do. Exactly. But you got that phone.
So I make it to the men's room, and there are six stalls, three of which are open. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I go to the first stall. I'm about to go in there, and I look, and it's completely out of toilet paper.
Great.
It's like, oh, okay, well, next stall. I go to the next one, completely out of toilet paper. Mm. All they have are the little toilet seat rings that you can put on the seats, which is what I imagine stalls 1, 3, and 5 are currently using, because every stall, the last stall, also out of toilet paper.
Yeah, you want paper cuts where paper cuts should never be? Go ahead and use those toilet
use that
covers.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I run back over to the sinks, and you know, we are if we were at DEFCON 5 before, I don't know where we're at before.
For the record, I looked it up.
If I thought it would make a difference.
I looked it up. You would be at DEFCON 1. Lower the number, the worse it is.
Lower the number, the better.
Yeah,
worse.
You're okay. You're at what they call pistol. Let's see. Cocked pistol or white alert is DEFCON 1.
That's about right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go over the sinks. Thank God they still have paper towels and it's not all Dyson air dryers, because that certainly wouldn't work. And I just grab paper towel, like five or six of them. And I run and I grab the first stall just in time.
Wow.
I won't go in any further detail there.
Yeah.
But this whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to come back. There's going to be drug sniffing dogs, or there's going to be airport security all standing around my car trying to figure out what's going on. Like, whose car is this? We're towing it away, and giving me a ticket.
Yeah.
So I wrap up in there and wash my hands, of course. And then I go back to the door I came in at, and I'm like, all right, pull the phone back out. Time to dust off. Time to go method again.
That's right. That's right. New season. Time to go. Yep.
I didn't find her. I know, you know, she said she would be in a wheelchair. I looked for someone with a wheelchair, and as I come around the corner, I see that my car, completely fine where I left it, hazard still blinking. All the other Lyft drivers that were around me, completely gone. They've all gotten rides. So my car is sitting alone there.
Yeah.
Well, I go, okay, put the phone back in my pocket. Unlock my car, turn off my hazards, plug the phone back in. Ding, you've got a ride. All right, cool.
Nice. He took somebody home from the airport?
I took somebody home from the airport.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a happy ending to an otherwise harrowing journey.
It was a very, very happy ending to what could have been a very unpleasant situation.
Well, for those who require additional education, so I just found all this while looking at the DEFCON stuff.
Find the security tape? Did you find that?
No, I did not find that. I wish I could. Oh my gosh, that'd be great. I'd love to chronicle your entire 5 minute or 10 minutes inside that airport. But instead, here's what we've got. Level 1 condition is called DEFCON 1, named cocked pistol or white alert. This is like the worst. You don't want this.
Okay.
Level 2 condition
I was at bullet partially protruding out of front of gun.
Out of front of gun.
More than cocked pistol.
Yeah, you were peeking, what do they call that?
Prairie dogging.
Prairie dogging.
Or nice. Ball pointing, as I heard.
Ball pointing? Oh.
Ball pointing.
I don't know why that's worse. It is, though.
It's totally worse because ball pointing leaves a mark.
Yeah, I don't like that. Level 2 is called DEFCON 2, and of course, named Fast Pace or Red Alert, okay?
Okay.
Level 3, you got Roundhouse or Yellow Alert. I don't know why it's called Roundhouse, but that's DEFCON 3.
These all sound like euphemisms for I really have to poo or pee
kinda
really
does,
bad.
It does, right? Here's another one. Level 4 condition, also named Double Take or Green Alert. I don't know why it's called Double Take. That's weird.
Double Take. It's because you look over and say, let's see, missiles coming from Russia. Wait, missiles coming from Russia?
Yep. Then you go 3-2-1 immediately. And then 5.
Knots is what you do with that one.
Exactly. 5, which is your lowest, is DEFCON 5, and it is called Fade Out or Blue Alert. So Fade Out. It almost sounds worse.
Interestingly enough, the different varieties of Johnny Walker that you can get. All those different colors you mentioned.
Oh yeah, they're ask your bartender. Yeah. It's fantastic stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, anyway, so that's great. Oof. I love that story. You should always tell that story. Real quick here, you saw.
One more thing, I wasn't planning on talking about it, but we got pummeled with storms yesterday. And I was doing a thing, I was lifting where I was trying to get to a certain number of rides to get a $100-some bonus. Like if you do a certain number of rides, they tell you on Mondays, hey, if you do 43 rides this week, we'll throw you an additional $200 or whatever. It's like, okay, cool. I was planning on doing that anyway.
Yeah.
The last ride of the day, I pick somebody up fairly close to my house and take them to downtown Denver. Not too far for, 30-minute normal drive. And on the way, a weather system rolled in that had torrential rain, downpour, flooding. Like it got bad. And I'm dropping them off at their hotel. And it's a woman who has an electric wheelchair that we had to fold up and put in the back. And she's got an artificial, like a cool metallic artificial leg. And so I'm like, well, I've got an umbrella in the car. I'm going to do this. Yeah, let's do it. So I'm holding the umbrella over her. And as we're trying to get the wheelchair out, and I'm completely getting soaked. I would not have been wetter if I had jumped in Crazy Neighbor's pool.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how soaked I was to the bone.
Yeah, yeah. We had these two, by the way. I think we sent them your direction once again. We had like bad storms.
Oh, my gosh. I should send you, because I took some video of it. There was a river going like not just in the gutter, but on the whole side of the street I was parked on and up and over the curb onto the sidewalk. Like Jeez. It was like where I parked was was this river. And so I'm like trying to, do I hunker down somewhere? Do I try and make it home? This was the last ride of the day, but it was horrendous. I'll send you some video or photos because it was absolutely nuts. Okay. All right. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's that. Yeah. Storms, man. Storms. Tell me about Nope and Bullet Train. You went and saw both.
Went and saw both.
Were they good?
Both. All right. So start with Nope. And these will be really quick reviews. Nope. Really, really good. I didn't like it as much as I liked Us and Get Out. I thought Get Out was fantastic. Nope is probably... Us, I would give a solid B to, and Nope was probably just under that, maybe a B minus, C plus kind of thing. They do something in that movie with regard to, it's new enough that I'm not going to want to give anything away. They do something in that movie that I've never seen done before in a movie of that type. And it with all the movies I've seen of that. Of that type, it's amazing that nobody's ever done this before, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Well, interesting.
So there's that.
All right.
And it was it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie.
All right.
Bullet Train.
With the Bradley Pitt. He's a handsome 56-year-old man.
So it's basically it is like a Guy Ritchie film with technology, because it's you're on a bullet train and it's full of different assassins who are all trying to kill each other. And what a freaking cast list, right? You've got Brian Tyree from Atlanta.
Tyree Henry. Yeah, it's a weird name.
Yeah, he's Paperboy on Atlanta. He was, I want to say he was on Walking Dead for a while. He's fantastic in this. You've got Michael Shannon, who's incredible, always incredible. Of course, Brad Pitt, Joey King. I'm trying to remember who else was in this thing. Anyway, so it's basically, it is a Guy Ritchie film, maybe a little Tarantino kind of thing going on. Just about the whole thing takes place on this bullet train in Japan. And it's getting mediocre critical reviews, but audience scores are really high. And I feel like I side more with the audience on this one. It's a lot of fun. Is there some really deep substance, something you've never seen before in a movie? No, not really. But it's so well done. And it's a perfect role for Brad Pitt to be this kind of anti-violence hippie, no more guns, you know, assassin. And be, you know, spouting these things like hurt people and bad guys. I really, really enjoyed it. And so I'd say it's absolutely worth seeing.
It looks on paper to be a movie I would just love automatically.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's, both of these things, you can probably wait until they're streaming. No reason to, you know, sure you see them in the theaters, but, a lot of fun.
For me, a must-see theater experience is very rare now. Like, there's very little you could convince me I have to see it in theaters. If somebody said to me, hey, you know, it only works in theaters and it'll never be anywhere else, well, then maybe you got me. But
well, yeah. I mean, I still feel like Marvel movies. I'm such a protectionist when it comes to not wanting to get spoiled with stuff that I have to do Marvel movies on opening night.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah, yeah, if your ultimate goal in our circles especially is to avoid spoilers for big releases, I think you probably have to go, right?
Yeah, and they're always bombastic and you need to see them on the biggest screen possible for me anyway. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's that.
I got you.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I'm talking a lot, but whatever. Last week was my birthday.
Yeah, it was your birthday. How was your birthday?
It was awesome. But you know that.
Ah, look at this.
We talked about that before. But this, which came out incredible. This is from Scott. It is a drawing of me playing Tempest, and this thing is fantastic. We're getting a frame for it. I got to figure out where. Wall space is a premium these days.
I know, right? It's not an unlimited resource, these walls. I get it.
It exactly. I almost need to build new walls just so I can hang stuff on here. But I want to share this out. And I basically need you to send me like a digital version of the file so I can put it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I can totally do that.
Because doing this thing, holding it up and trying to take a picture of it or putting it somewhere and taking a picture of it won't do it any justice.
I had a lot of fun making it, I can tell you that. It was a ton of fun. And I've never done a Tempest machine before, nor have I drawn Brian from the back.
Dude, I compared it. So I had it sitting there on the pinball machine right next to the Tempest machine. And I was comparing, like, even the rays coming out of it, you got the position of every ray on the side, like the red and white rays on the side.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, good. That makes me happy.
Be. Like,
my reference was actually the little one you gave me that's back there.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
And I actually set it up and stared at it like an idiot and figured out how to make it work.
So.
Well, that's good. Amazing. That makes me very, very happy to hear that. I'm glad you
liked it. It's incredible. So, yeah, I want to tweet this thing out. And
because you and I have this problem. I don't know if anyone else deals with this, but because we're sort of tapped into all the nerd crap and everything.
Yeah.
We always kind of, if we know we're going to get a thing, we usually just get it. You know, we're not like sitting around going, gosh, I sure hope someone gets that for my birthday. Like, we just don't do it. And so in this case, I was like, I got to do something where it's, you know, we can't buy this anywhere.
Right.
And it's his favorite game.
Yeah. I make it very difficult for people to find something that I don't have to get for gifts. Tina, you know, basically puts a moratorium on any purchases for me, starting at the beginning of July or the end of the middle of June or something.
Right.
Where Brian, you can't buy anything for yourself. If you think of something you want, you just put it in a list and give it to me and I'm going to disseminate it out to people.
I have this exact same problem. And my wife gets mad. She's like, all I can get you is like a t-shirt. And I'm like, well, I like t-shirts. T-shirts are cool. She's like, yeah, but that sucks for us. You know, we don't feel like we can get you anything. So anyway, I'm glad you like it. I'm
love it.
Happy.
Not just like it, Scott. I love it.
I think it'll fit well in your zone.
And I swear,
down there
between Brydock, you know, the MODOK thing you did, the me and the Jigglypuff, this guy, the drawing you did of me in the in the front of that sketchbook you gave me. I swear, I'm pretty sure I'm the person you've drawn most in life.
I'm pretty
maybe
sure.
Even more than Fred.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, maybe not that. He's got about 75 comics.
Yeah, he's a little up on me. Yeah,
but still, it's like, and he doesn't exist. You are the most real person I've drawn the most. There you go.
All yep. right, I'll take that.
Okay, yeah. That's just, and if I die, you got a bunch of stuff you can. If I die famous, I should say. Then that's a lot.
Oh, then all this stuff is going up on eBay. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But I can't guarantee the fame. I think I'll probably die in obscurity.
You can't guarantee that they're going to be worth anything.
No. You never know. All right. I'm going to call Dunaway. We're going to crank out a fun little game here.
Yeah.
And it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he's about.
A boot.
Talked to him this morning. He's in the thing. Oh, yeah, he's in the thing.
Yeah, he's in the thing. He's a boot.
He's in the thing. Hey, that music signifies the following. We're about to play a game. Brian Dunaway joins us to play it with us. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you guys doing this Monday?
Pretty good, man.
Super. Good. Yeah, it's a Monday. You know, it is the bright new dawning of a brand new opportunity for so much in life.
That's right.
Monday.
That's right. Yeah.
You've been drinking my Kool-Aid? That's my wine. I love Mondays.
By the way.
You really?
Oh, look do you? You. Oh, I didn't
like,
know that.
You're like the anti-Garfield.
You're anti-everybody.
I'm anti-Garfield. I love, yeah, I'm Heathcliff. I'm hip and I'm a hip cool cat from the 70s.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or 60s.
Hey, I went with a friend to this place called Immigration Diner up in Immigration Canyon here down in Salt Lake City. And it's an awesome place I'd never heard of. And we went to breakfast with them. Highly recommend it. And his name's Riley. And Riley and I see each other probably once a month or something. And you two, the two Bryans, were the chief point of conversation in our breakfast. Hey. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Nice.
Yeah, it all came down to, I was listening to Film Sack, this and that and the other. He's talking about all these things. And he would not.
What's Brian's deal with people's profiles and chins? And
right.
He would not shut
What's
up.
What's going on?
He would not shut up about Dunaway's intros. He thinks your intros are the Lord's work. And
they really are.
Yeah,
they should never stop.
Well, I do love doing them. So it's a blessing in two ways.
Yeah. It was really good place, though. Check it out. Immigration Canyon, and it's called Immigration Cafe, and it's right next to this old place called Ruth's Diner, which is also fantastic. But they're, like, up in the canyon, like, not too far up. It's maybe 8 minutes up the canyon, but it's, like, nestled up in the trees and mountains. That's just awesome. People should go. I mean, it's full of hippies. So
I'm
many
going
damn
right now.
Hippies. Say what? Yeah, you go now.
I'm going
now.
On my way.
Yeah, get down here. I'll meet you up there. I'd be fine. Anyway, let's get to this game.
I'll talk to you in the car.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Brian, you explain these rules and things and who might win things and all that stuff.
Sure, sure. Welcome to the morning, Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you guys the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a cat degory and six possible answers, tongue twisters, three of which are correct and three of them are incorrect. Depending on how confident you feel of the category, you can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if you get any of those guesses wrong, you get 0 points for that round. Guess one and get it right and you get a point. Guess two gets you 3 points if you get them right. And if you guess all three correctly, 5 points for that round. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And contestants are pulled from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Jim Garcia in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Brian, you're going to be playing for Ian Graham in Hamilton, Ontario.
So it sounds like a British
that's
person.
In Canada.
That's in Canada. Yeah,
Canada.
Yeah, Canada's great. We like it up there.
Diarrhea.
Whoops, sorry. Didn't mean to push that again.
What are you shipping to Canada? Is it digital?
It's digital. It's digital. Always digital. The winner is going to get AI War 2 and Niflheim. Niflheim's great. I love that game.
Oh yeah, that's a great game. Yeah.
The runner-up is going to get Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts.
So, I don't know what that is.
Ghost Warrior Contracts.
That sounds all right. That sounds like a stealthy sniper.
It's just a PDF of a bunch of contracts for Sniper Ghost Warriors.
Sure, sure. Why not? Video games for everyone.
Sure. All right, let's get into our game here. Let's start with the first question. Again, remember, three of these answers are correct. Three of them are incorrect.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to sing it like it's a Sesame Street song.
Oh,
okay.
Geez. All right.
Three of these things are not like the others. These things just don't belong.
Yeah.
Places that are in the same time zone as Los Angeles.
Okay. Right?
So Los Angeles is in a time zone, as are most places. I wanted
is
to
Randy
know these
here?
Other places. He is not. This would be too easy for Randy. Okay. Other places that are in the same time zone. Your choices are Hawaii, some of Idaho, all of Nevada, all of Oregon, some of Alaska, and all of California.
Damn.
So,
I know. Some of these seem tricksy.
They are tricksy, right? Because it's like, well, as you know, is all of California in the same time zone as Los Angeles?
Well, that Hawaii one's dumb. I just throw that out. That doesn't make sense.
Hey,
well,
yay!
Help Brian. Help Brian, sure.
I know. I'm agreeing with him, though. I'm the same way. Ooh, I just don't know. It looks like Scott's already locked in. I'm going to go ahead and show my ignorance. Since I live on the East Coast, a little unfair. Just saying. But whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can't do a little full country geography understanding.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you everything on the East Coast that I'm in the same time zone as. You want to go?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Go. Here we go. Fight. You guys are both locked in. Scott.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on, Brian.
One of these idiots is saying stupid stuff.
Scott, you locked in with some of Alaska, all of California, and all of Nevada. Brian, you also locked in with all of Nevada and some of Idaho. All of Nevada is correct. That is all in the Pacific time zone, as is some of Idaho.
Damn
good
it.
Job, Brian. Yes. Noah, you got 3 points. None of Alaska is in the same time zone as Los Angeles. Chat room was all saying Oregon. But no, there's a little chunk of Oregon that is actually freaking mountain time, which is crazy.
Really?
Yes. What the heck? How does that? Wait, I'm trying to imagine it. How does it have to hang over Idaho somehow?
It does, yeah. So, you know, some of
and it does just that.
Weird.
Yeah, some of Idaho, not all of Idaho, is
Larry Kenobi in the chat. Oregon sucks, he says. Oh, wow. Damn, dude.
I am shocked all of California is in there. That kind of, it felt like a trick.
Well, especially when you think it does feel like a trick, especially when not all of Oregon is in the Pacific time zone, but all of California is. So it is kind of weird.
Yeah, really weird.
All right. So Brian going into question two with 3 points. There we go. All right. I'm just looking to see if there's any further information that I have on that. All right. Let's go to question number two. Question number two is the 10 most popular family names in Japan. So,
you think the West Coast is far done away?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, man. I feel even at this.
Yeah. Your choices are Sato, Yamamoto, Nomura, Tanaka, Nekobasu, and Kubo. Three of those are part of the 10, are three of the 10 most popular family names in Japan. Three of those are not.
I think I know two.
I'm going to use logic here. I'm just going to use logic.
Okay. All right. You're both locked in. All right. Well done, Scott. Sato and Tanaka, both of them are in the top 10. The other one is Yamamoto in the top 10. Kubo is not. Neither of the two strings.
Yeah. Neither of the strings. By the way,
Nekobasu, by the way, just means cat bus in Japanese. So
cat bus?
Neither of you chose
Nekobasu. That's a little reference to Miyazaki. Wow. All right.
Nice.
Nomura, by the way, is number 95. Kubo is number 88.
Well, we got a tie game, baby.
Yeah, this is a game now.
Sato,
look at this.
By the way, is number one.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see how good you are. Are you eating right now, Scott?
I'm eating a peanut.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I don't know why. I just put a peanut in.
I didn't know those rules. You can't.
I'm sorry. I'm drinking. Did we interrupt your breakfast with the show?
I don't know why. Peanut sounded good. I grabbed a peanut. I figured I could get away with a peanut.
All right.
I'm drinking a Coke coffee mocha. Can I do that?
Yeah,
you should do that.
You're allowed. Drinks are fine. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get to question number three. Legal words in Scrabble. So which of these six are words you can actually play in Scrabble and not have somebody call you out? Word list.
Oh, they're going to call you out.
Liblab, Doomviri, Chumble, Corndog, and Unwhite.
Legally,
those are actual real words.
Unwhite. Wow. Yes.
I need to wash that t-shirt.
How would you describe
Brian.
Yourself?
Yeah. I need to wash that t-shirt, Brian. It is unwhite.
It is unwhite. These are Yeah, which of now, these anybody three? Can challenge you anytime in Scrabble, but only certain words are real words.
Correct. Yeah, ones you will actually get called out on if you get them wrong.
Right.
Okay. All right. We have our answers. You guys both locked in on the same two answers.
Holy. In fact,
corn dog and unwhite. One of those is correct.
Yeah.
Unwhite is actually a legal word. Corn dog is not.
What? Two words.
Yep. Is it two words? Words? The other two are words, LibLab, yeah. Which is a supporter of liberal and labor groups. Lib Lab, and Doomviri is a magistrate of ancient Rome.
So wait, you'd say, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I got a new job at the government. What is it? Oh, I'm the new Doomviri. What does that even mean?
The new Doomviri.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But I love
you don't want to find out.
unwhite actually is a word.
What does that mean, unwhite? Does it just mean not white?
It just means not white. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got to go to a tiebreaker, guys.
Yeah, tiebreaker.
Baby. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tiebreaker time. Let's see.
On white.
Brian, you got points first, so I'm going to let you decide whether you give the answer to this question or Scott. But I'm going to tell you the question, and then Scott's going to go higher or lower. On average, how many pounds of poop does a male African elephant produce per day?
On
so
white.
So male African elephant.
Male African elephant. Elephant. How much does it produce per day?
How much does it produce per day? So, Brian Dunaway, you can either answer or you can make Scott answer and you can do the higher lower.
Yeah. I'm going to make Scott answer that so I can do higher lower. Okay. In case it says something stupid.
100 pounds. 100 pounds of poop.
100 pounds. 100 pounds is incorrect. Brian, is the actual answer higher or lower than 100 pounds?
It's going to be higher. On white.
It is higher. 235 pounds. Whoa! That an African elephant.
That's a lot of corn dogs.
Damn. That's a lot of unwhite corn dogs. That's a lot, man.
Yeah. Wow.
It is. So Brian Dunaway
wins. I'll be bleaching that butthole.
Right?
It's unwhite.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to guess. I could be wrong, but I'm guessing there's never been an elephant who's had its bumhole bleached in the history of elephants. There's no way. Not one elephant. No,
probably not. I would agree with that, Scott.
Yeah.
Congratulations then going to Ian Graham of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You're getting AI War 2 and Niflheim. But Jim Garcia, you're getting the aptly worded Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts game.
Yeah.
Also from Steam. All of these courtesy of Wesley.
That Sniper one has a really good review on Steam. It's like as high as you can get almost, yeah. So you might have gotten the real winner there, secondary person.
Interesting, okay.
Those other two are good too, but anyway, here's Scott Fletcher to wish you well.
Now you're ready to take
that's
the
not
order.
It.
Congratulations, you're a winner.
Congratulations, indeed. Brian Dunaway, especially to you who came in here and helped a guy win a thing. You did great.
Yeah.
You know what is also great is you and I getting together for a little retro gaming for our show, Play Retro. It'll happen tomorrow at 3:30 Mountain Time. We're doing all the Beavis and Butthead games from the 16-bit era. Why? Well, they just released a brand new show, and it's funny as shit. By the way, episode one of the new Beavis and Butthead series, because remember, in the movie, Do the Universe, they travel through time and end up in 2022. So they're just normal Beavis and Butthead. They're just in our time now.
Oh, cool. It's not older versions. Okay.
No, so now that they made this jump in time, they make this new series. First episode, Brian Ibbett, they go to a escape room.
Really? Yeah.
And it's funny as hell. It's so good.
I can't wait. I can't wait to watch this.
It's great.
The first episode is on YouTube. It's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus has the first three.
You can watch the first one on YouTube.
Yeah, Paramount Plus has all first.
And the second episode is just as good, if not better.
I agree.
I think it's they got good legs.
I agree. Really? Three is even out. You can go get three now on there as well. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to. It's very good. And here's the thing. For those at home going, are they going to do music videos in between story stuff like they did on MTV and like commentate and all that? No, they're doing something else instead. They're watching YouTube videos in between. It's great.
Right. That's where you go.
It's perfect. Go. It's today's YouTube. It's today's MTV anyway. It's perfect. So anyway, I'm super pleased with where this thing is going.
And I think if you're an old-time fan, you'll like it as well. Anyway, that's what we're covering. Those video games based on that property and all the connected tissue. There's more than you think, as always, with Play Retro. So check it out, 3:30 Mountain Time, here at frogpants.tv. Or you can get the podcast after. Brian Dunaway, anything else you want to say?
That's it. I play these games throughout the week, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, usually. Yeah, do it. Watch
eat,
me.
Eat a poo. All right, he's out. That's the end of him.
Out.
Out. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, major spoiler zone, Steven Schleicher will join us. Some weird stuff going on at DC and Warner Brothers and HBO and Discovery and all that. And we'll talk about some of the fallout, one in particular that's kind of a big deal, among other things. So stick around for that. Before that, though, we got a little break here lined up with some music. What do you got there?
Yeah, if you've heard of the band 16 Deluxe, the lead singer is a woman named Carrie Clark. She is joining... for this song, the band The Living Pins. This is an Austin psychedelic underground indie band coming back after 25 years, reuniting after 25 years to release a brand new single. This thing is great, and the brand new album comes out. Or is it just a single? I'm sorry, it is just a two-song EP that is out. The whole thing is out. This is side one, and it's called Oh Yeah. Here are The Living Pins.
Okay. Space is a concern, and I realize that that's true in all your stores. However, by having a cold barrel by your cash register, you'll be catching all those people on the go.
Put one in your pocket!
You can't spell the morning stream without remonstrating. This is the morning stream.
All right, we're back. Tell us who that was one more time.
Yeah, that's the Living Pins from Austin and the brand new song, Oh Yeah.
It's kind of a cool name for a band, the Living Pins.
The Living Pins, yeah. It's
like
cool.
I like that a lot. All right.
Okay.
I got to give some credit. When we were having the bad rain, it was on Friday, I think. Mm-hmm. Real bad that night. And normally that we had these concerts nearby us, like 2-3 blocks away at this big amp area.
Concerts thing. In the park kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a big series all summer, and it's always packed, always fun to go by there. And there's this place across the way that makes amazing New York-style pizza. Highly recommend it. It's called Mitchell's. I don't think it's Mitchell's. It's a different name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's amazing. You can't miss it. But the other night, there was another cover band. I think a Journey cover band this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. People love the freaking 70s and 80s cover bands at this time. They just flock there. All these Gen Xers everywhere. Anyway, that's when the storm hit, right in the middle of all that.
And, shoot.
They played through it. Most
did
people
they really?
Stayed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there anybody left to listen to it, though? Didn't everybody scramble for...
No, most of them stayed. It really surprised
That's
me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All got wet and out there just going, play, whatever, faithfully.
Open arms.
Yeah, open arms, man. Anyway, it is what it is. Let's get Steven in. I got to remember how I add him.
Okay.
There we go. There he is. All right. We're bringing Steven in. We're bringing him in hot. Here he is.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, look who it is, our old pal Steven Schleicher, joining us from MajorSpoilers.com, all the way from Hayes, Kansas, the beautiful open ranges of Hayes, Kansas. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
That's true.
Hello.
That's true, right? Big, beautiful plains and stuff.
You got Sure. We're in the western plains. We're in the front, basically the lead up to the front range of the Rocky Mountains.
That's so. Right. That's right.
Basically from Denver to basically Salina, Kansas is just one flat surface.
One big plain.
I was trying to figure out. So the northern plains are like what? Dakotas, maybe Montana over left. If you hadn't left, if you go, you go
right.
east. Okay. Because that was mostly in that Prairie movie. And I kept trying to think, is this anywhere where Steven is? But they had a lot of mountains. I'm like, he doesn't have a lot of mountains.
What Prairie movie are you talking about?
The Prey. Prey. Predator.
Prey. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched that one.
Prey just to make it today.
It was, that movie's awesome, by the way.
It was on the lineup.
Yeah.
MC Hammer theme song, right? That's not, they don't use that?
No, they don't, unfortunately. Shoot. They did. I will say this. I'll probably mention it again on Wednesday, but they hired this girl who is the composer of the last three Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
And she's so good. And apparently Dan Trachtenberg, while playing one of those, I think Valhalla or something, was like, this is so good. We need someone to score this upcoming movie. I'm going to call her. And that's how they got together. The score is spectacular. It's so good.
That's great. Wow.
I can't believe they made a Predator movie this well. Very insane. Anyway.
I ended up watching all of the Sandman series.
The whole thing?
In the chat room have been talking about that, saying it's excellent.
Yeah.
It is so good. I mean, it's, you know, I kind of talked about it last week of where I thought they were going to go up to. And yeah, they ended right where I thought that they were going to end. And it's super accurate to the comic books.
Have you found at least
not like a page for page, you know, breakdown. But, you know, if you want to see a hobgabbling story, you want to see the story with death, you want to see what happens at the serial convention. It's all in there.
Is Constantine in there? Is he going to show up in that?
Yes, it is. Joanna Constantine.
Oh, that's right.
Which is the Jenna Coleman version.
Yeah. Mm. Now, okay, so I could be wrong, but it seems like every time Neil Gaiman is directly involved with one of his adaptations, things go better. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah, seems like it, right?
I feel like I feel like his other what's that story? The one Carter loves. Gosh dang it. The one that was recent with the Doctor Who guy was in it and played the devil, or not the devil, but he was like a demon. And then
Morbius?
No. Shit. No, it was a mini series, and they showed it on Hulu, and it was fantastic, and it was called something. Chat room will know this. Good Omens. Jeez Louises.
Oh, Good Omens. Good Omens. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was directly involved in that. He was directly involved in Coraline. Like, the ones that you think about that really did well, he was directly involved with. The ones where he wasn't, like American Gods, which is a shame because that book is so good. Kind of a petered out thing. Stardust is okay, but it's still not him. So he needs to just be directly involved, hands on, all the time. That's what I'm saying.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The actor that they have playing Sandman is just wow, really great.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if they did any kind of digital stuff on him. This guy is like stick thin, rail thin, like the comic book Sandman.
Yeah. When I see his picture, I think, oh my gosh, they made him. That's the guy.
they built the character from some 3D printed the character.
Yeah, he's got this comic. Like gauntness and like etherealness that is hard to. I don't know. The comic has always been really weird and druggy looking, so it's hard to reproduce that in live action. He looks like the part. So that's good.
Highly recommended. Highly recommended.
Nice.
I'm gonna watch it. And Chad, I'm not ripping on Stardust. I actually really like that movie. I'm just saying, it's very different from the book. I feel like maybe it would have been even better had the game had been involved, but whatever. Anyway,
so Scott,
yeah,
you sent me a message.
I did.
Was it on Saturday?
I did.
About something that you loved.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
You finally read it.
Yes. So I wanted to mention that. Which thing? Oh, Pulp.
Yeah, Pulp.
So I read Pulp. I'm glad you brought that up. I did forget to bring it up today. So you recommended it last week, and you said, "Hey, it's this." On the cover, it looks like a Western, but it's not really. But it is kind of like it's this weird combination of things. I actually don't want to give too much away because I want people to discover this thing. You were so right about that book. Some of my favorite things Brubaker's ever written. And I say things. It's short and it's done.
Yeah. It's done in one.
And you're right about how else are you going to continue that thing on? I agree that it's a self-contained thing and it's done. But man, do I hunger for more of that. It's so fantastic. You guys, get that trade or that wherever you can get it. It's so good.
I'm so glad you mentioned that you want more of it because out this week is Pulp. I think it's called like the director's edition, but it has all like this rough art and the script in it as well. So if people kind of want to behind the scenes on how comic books are made, that Pulp edition comes out this week.
Oh, I'm going to get my hands on that too then. I don't want to overstate. I don't want to under or overstate this. It is one of my favorite things I've read recently. Like bar none, especially in comics. It's just incredibly well written. I was hooked at every word. It just really resonated on a bunch of levels for me. And I was sad when it ended because I just want more. It's so good. So
well,
check
I'm
it
glad
out.
I'm glad you said it's one of your favorite things that you've read recently because you know what else comes out this week, Scott?
What?
The latest installment of 8 Billion Genies.
Oh, shut up. Is that it's when? But Wednesday?
New issue comes out on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know how much I love that so far. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I wondered when that was going to be. Let's see. I'm just going to look real quick and see if my... there it is. Issue 4. Oh. How long is this slated to run? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's 8 issues for the miniseries. Okay. And then, of course, as we already know, we've talked that they've already... optioned it for some kind of a streaming TV series movie adaptation.
You guys, you're missing out if you haven't read 8 Billion Genies. I don't know what's going on, but lately Steven's recommendations have just landed for me so hard. And this was
now. Would you please read the Supergirl book that I've been telling you for 2 years?
That's next. I have it queued up. I'm good. In fact, I'll bet I read that tonight. I'll probably have a comment on tomorrow's major spoilers, which I'm on this week. So I will. Yeah.
I don't know if I have. If you've ever seen any of the Bilquist Evely art before, but she's amazing. She's a Brazilian artist, and she's just fantastic.
Isn't I think the artist for I saw something else with another Brazilian. The Brazilian artists are kicking ass.
Yeah, they do.
What's going on in comics?
How much is a Brazilian?
Yeah, how much is that Brazilian? Anyway, check it out. Pulp is amazing. If you're not reading it yet, 8 Billion Genies continues to be insane. I can't wait for issue 4. It's a great time to be a comic reader, especially some indie stuff, man. That's where I'm really drawn right now. Yep. All right. Well, speaking of things a little bit more mainstream, DC/Warner/HBO/everybody canceled Batgirl, which was basically done.
Oh, I'm so tired of cancel culture.
I know, right? It's the worst.
I mean...
this was
Brian, you're making a joke of it, but how many of the of those of that group that we'll put in quotes was online going, see, go woke, go broke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure people did.
Good point. Okay. Yeah.
Which they shouldn't do. But so this was going to have Michael Keaton in it.
Michael Keaton returning as Batman from Batman 89. It's got Brendan Fraser in it as Firefly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was going good. They spent $90 million on this thing, and then it was in post-production. And they said, no, we're not going to. The head of Warner Brothers, what's his name? Laszlav, I think is how you say his last name.
The new guy.
Zaslav. Z-A-S-L-A-V.
Dr. Zaslav.
Who's the new CEO who came over from Discovery Networks.
Yeah.
Basically said, no, we're not doing any more of these direct-to-video movies anymore. They shelved the new Scoob sequel, the Hollywood, Halloween Haunt or whatever it was. That's gone too. We don't know what's going on with any of the original series, like Peacemaker. Who knows if that's going to come back?
James Gunn says he says as far as he knows, there is no reason to think that Peacemaker season 2 is in any danger. Hmm. Were his words. I don't know if he may not actually know that, but that's what he says.
Right. Right.
You know,
and then I guess so none of that. And, you know, the word on the street, although the Warner Brother Discovery shareholder thing last week, they were talking about how they only want to release stuff that is really, really good, which kind of seemed to be a slap in the face to everybody who's working on Batgirl, saying that it wasn't good enough for them to release. While in the same breath, he's also talking about, yeah, I saw the Flash movie. It's really exciting. I can't wait to release that. To be fair, he said, I've seen Flash, the new Shazam, and the Black Adam movie, and they're great. I'm very excited about that. Of course, everybody pulled the Black Adam and Shazam words out of his quote and only used the Flash bit. Yeah. And for people that don't know, Ezra Miller is in that, and they are in all sorts of problems right now.
He's a huge mess. They have more invested in that particular movie in terms of like production dollars and all that other stuff. So I'm not surprised that that's not getting canned, but I don't think that movie's going to do well. I really don't. I don't think anyone gives a shit about The Flash. Mm-hmm. Not just because Ezra Miller's behavior. I just mean The Flash as a film, I don't think people care. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, how did Shazam do? I think people didn't really care much about Shazam, and that one did okay, right?
Shazam did really okay, but it's a really good. I mean, in the middle of all the dark, depressing,
it was
Snyderverse stuff. It was a breath of fresh air, and my youngest son just loves that movie to death, and he's 11 now and cannot wait for Shazam 2 to hit the theaters because we're going to go see that again.
That does have the potential. Flash has the potential of being a fun movie, but.
I don't know. I think everybody's going to look at it and see Ezra Miller and go, so I'll be interested to see how they spin that. Now, they also said that that they're no longer going to do streaming movies and, you know, the Wonder Woman Dune kind of stuff that happened before. They're no longer going to do any of that stuff. And the implication is from Zaslav is that he has no faith in, streaming being a launch platform. That's kind of the summary of his words, which I totally don't agree with. I think same day, day and date release is one of the best things that the studios did at the time.
I agree.
Now, he may come back around in 8 months and see how the subscriber situation is. And say, oh, no, we need to bring these things back. But right now he's like, yeah, we're not doing any of that. The other word on the street is that the Batgirl movie was canceled because they're in this weird window right now where they can take a loss by not releasing, but taking a tax loss on this and save themselves some stuff on the tax side, on the accounting side, which if that's really the case, if they're doing it specifically for tax purposes, then there's no way you will ever see that released because the minute that it's released now, they've lied on their taxes. I don't know if you'll ever see that again. Now, is there some positive out of this? Yeah, there's a little bit of positive news on this. I don't have the person's name in front of me, but he did say, hey, we've hired this person. He's going to be he's going to sit down and basically be Warner Brothers Kevin Feige, and he's going to come up with a 10-year plan for their superhero movies. Mm. According to Zaslav, he wants superhero movies to be the big thing, and he wants a lot of care and attention put on them and sees that as the big thing.
Mm.
This guy also is the one that approved 194 of new original reality television for HBO UK coming from a Discovery Networks where, you know, your House Hunter type shows are all the rage.
I'm
going to wait and see. I'll totally take a wait and see. But if you're coming from a reality TV centric television network and you come into, you know, Warner Brothers with a Discovery Networks cable attitude, that doesn't sit well with me, and maybe won't sit well with everyone else. But I'm willing to see what the what this new guy is going to do with his tenure
plan. We're going to have to, but yes, that's my big concern too. The guy seems really big on reality TV, partly because it's cheap to manufacture and highly profitable as a result. I hate that. I think that's the demise of network television. And I'm not saying they're all bad. All network.
They're all bad, Scott. There's not a good reality television series. Not a good reality television series that has that does nothing to uplift anybody.
I mean, I tend to agree.
I would disagree, but
Brian's got a few I don't like him either. I think that if you look at where NBC, CBS, and ABC are, and you look around award season or other indicators, and they have nothing on the docket, like they are not involved in anything cool. It's because they went all in on that shit. And they forego everything else. And even if they once in a while have a little hit, like Hannibal or, you know, dozens of others that I can't think of right now, they let them go too early. They cancel them ahead of their time. They can't sustain them. So even though I think we're heading toward a content bubble in general, I don't think the answer is to inject more bad reality television to something like HBO Max, which is, you know, mostly...
So over the next 6 months, expect HBO Max to go away to be replaced with... some other service that will have all the Discovery Network stuff and all the HBO stuff, Warner Brothers stuff all mixed in.
What do you think they call it? I mean, people joke about it constantly, but what do you think they really will actually call it?
My guess is it's the obvious choice. So again, the other thing that people need to keep in mind about why are they doing all these drastic changes? New guy is in. He needs to make it clear to everyone else that the old guy's ideas were bad. And so that's why he's crapping on all this stuff. It would not surprise me if the new thing is simply called Discovery Plus, but more than likely the app is, I'm just throwing this out here. It's just going to be WBD Plus, Warner Brothers Discovery Plus. That'll be the name of their app.
WBD Plus.
WBD Plus.
I hate it. You might be right, but I hate it. I think that there's a mistake here that they're going to make. Part of me is the logistics head. I always think about what things take to change. And I think about all these things, TV shows, movies, and otherwise that say HBO Max originals on all of their promotional material. Well, if that goes away because you're changing the name, fine. I think there's a prestige to having HBO on your stuff because they're a prestige network.
Well, they let go all of the HBO original documentaries people.
Yeah, they did. And that sucks.
And there's going to be more layoffs. You can probably expect over the next 3 months before Christmas, probably about a 40% reduction across the board between these two companies.
That's not good. I don't know. I think they're cutting off their nose despite their face a little bit here. Whatever. We'll see how it pans out. Like I say, I think there's a content bubble forming, and it's going to pop at some point, and there will be a receding of that. But I hate to see them be the early... You know, the casualty, the one I like the most. I really like HBO stuff.
I mean, the HBO Max, Cinemax had basically that Kung Fu remake that they were doing. They did two seasons of that, and they announced before, you know, this whole merger started to go through that they were going to come back with a third or fourth season. I forget which one it is. I have a feeling that's not coming back.
Wow. Chat thinks it should be called HBO 360. That sounds all right. anyway, more on that as we know.
Bigger than Max.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Max.
So do you think anything gets leaked or we get to see any of this Batgirl?
I mean, the creators, the filmmakers have been releasing stills from that. Unless there's somebody that has smuggled a copy of the movie out on their hard drive and then, you know, puts it onto VHS tape that we buy at comic conventions or something. I really don't think we're going to see... Unless there was a trailer or something, I really don't see this thing being released in any kind of official capacity.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is.
Again, if they're going with that tax purpose thing, if they even try to release it, it's going to be the IRS would be like, I thought you guys said that you were taking a loss on this and now you're profiting from it. That doesn't fly.
Yeah. Well, what if they you can't really open source a thing
if it's
like
really
that.
Just bad.
Yeah.
Then why not just dump it on? Yeah. Why not just dump it on your streaming service?
Is that what they're claiming? Is that it's not living up to whatever?
No, the Zaslav guy says we want to release excellent content, and there's stuff that we've looked at that we don't feel is up to par for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we've canceled Batgirl, or shelved Batgirl and Scoop. And so there's a bunch of people that are just like, yeah, I saw a sneak preview of this and it was horrible. And it's like, no, you didn't. They showed one. And they had one sneak preview, and the results were that the audience said it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't fantastic. They said it was a good movie. Again, if it's a good movie, look at all the stuff that goes direct to video. Just release Batgirl on HBO, on the HBO streaming service. Right. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you would be fine. You'd get some signups from that, you know? More than a few you'd get. So I don't know
the actress, Leslie Grace. I don't listen to her music. I don't really know what kind of following she has, but I bet you get a whole bunch of people who are Leslie Grace fans checking that out. I bet there would be a whole bunch of people who are the comic book series the Batgirl of Burnsides, which I think is where this is loosely based, at least the costume is, would be jumping on to seeing this. And I think that there would be a whole bunch of people that would probably want to check it out just to quote unquote see how bad it really is. And watch it there too. So it's a win-win-win, but if you need I forget how much the company said it was in debt, but it's like over $1 billion in debt after this merger. And so if you're needing to get tax breaks as much as you can, 90 million is a drop in the bucket, but you got to start somewhere.
You got to do something. All you are is content, so you got to decide what you're going to cut. Right. Yeah.
Real quick, there's a comment in the chat. Somebody says, it seems like DC TV stuff can't escape the CW treatment. Maybe, but I should also point out that the CW is in the process of being sold to a Texas group.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking at why is The Flash and all these other shows being canceled in favor of older demographic content, it's because of that sale as well.
Mm. Okay. What's the Texas group? Do we know anything about them? Other stuff?
I forget what the name of it is, like Nextstar, Netstar, something like that. Mm. But it's a fairly big group. So,
sounds like an actual cable company.
It's definitely an actual cable company. But if you're looking at why did they renew Walker Texas Ranger and not The Flash? Well, it's because they're going for an older, demographic.
My wife likes that Walker. My wife likes that Walker Texas Ranger business. She's into it.
Well, I mean, your wife is wonderful, but she's in
the older I agree, dude. I agree. We were just talking about this last night. She has really broad taste. She likes, she loved Prey the other night with me. It was amazing. She loves all kinds of genres and stuff, but she also likes the stuff that I hate, like that, or, the freaking Hallmark Christmas bullcrap. Mm-hmm. Like, I freaking hate that stuff. But she'll be thrilled to hear that Texas Ranger's coming back for another season. I'll let her know. She'll be real glad. Anyway, well, there you go. It's not the best news today, but, whatever. Again, we may have a little bit of a pullback. We're awash in content. We have too many options. There's a reason these people are in debt. Yeah. They're all competing, and it's getting to a point where it reminds me of the dot-com crash, to be honest. It's not going to be the same kind of thing, but it reminds me of that. Like, everybody goes nuts, and you got to pause for a minute, pull back a little bit, and then go nuts again, you know?
Yeah, and
Because we're buried in it.
I've got a lot of things to say on this, but I know that we're out of time.
Yeah, and we're buried in this. Like, it's just so much of it. And I'm not saying I'm sad that I have so many options, but just listening to Brian rattle off the 5 or 8 things I'm behind on, it's like, I don't know when I'm going to get to all this. Like, it's so much. So
And maybe that may be one of the reasons why they're like, look, we only want to put out stuff that is most excellent. We don't want to waste stuff that's not excellent. We want a Stranger Things on our HBO service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever. New Game of Thrones series coming out this month. That's something. Whether I don't know how people are feeling about that. I'm actually kind of excited to see what they do, that prequel. But I wonder if it affects them at all. They've got a big budget. Mm. So who knows? Anyway, Steven, the pleasure is always ours to have you here. What's going on Major Spoilers this week so that others can catch up on what's up?
Well, if Scott's not too busy, maybe he'll come and hang out with us tomorrow on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Yeah.
Where we are taking a look at more newspaper comics, this time from one of our patrons, Modesty Blaze. So if you're a fan of the Modesty Blaze series from the 60s, that's what we'll be looking at this week on the Major Spoilers podcast.
I had never heard of it, so this is going to be new to me.
The art is fantastic.
Modesty Blaze, really, everybody, good. This week on Major Spoilers. Yep. Steven Schleicher, Majorspoilers.com.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated yourself. We'll see you next time. He almost sang it. That was sing-songy.
I thought he was going to. He was leading up to it. It was going to be opera hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? All right, Brian, I brought for you something Jamie sent over. Just to remind you of the origin of the thickened liquid conversation we
Good,
had.
Good.
Yeah. This is old, but fun.
Let's never forget.
Yep. This is called the TMS Classic for a reason. Here's our conversation and where it came from with thickened liquid. It is thickened Imperial Cisco thickened apple juice is what I'm having. Brian is having what? Describe it.
It is nectar consistency Aqua Care H2O thickened regular coffee.
Whoa.
Oral hydration for the management of dysphagia.
Now, I wonder how common dysphagia is. Obviously, we're not making light of it. Let's give it a shot. Ooh, it smells like apple juice, so I'm right there. All right, Brian, you ready?
I just poured it into a shot glass. This is the grossest thing ever.
Ooh, it's weird. That's really weird. It's like Jell-O that hasn't quite set.
Oh, yes, I almost heaved. The tadpole saw that expression on my face like, whoa, this is coming back up.
That's great.
Like, drink some regular coffee and watch this.
That's great, because we got more to do.
No, we're done. I'm done with this box. Good?
Okay.
You guys, Brian, Death Star Brian, we have found the little hole you can shoot torpedoes in.
Totally have.
We found your weakness.
My exhaust port.
I have so many weaknesses. Brian's has finally been revealed. I know what to do now. This is great. What did it taste like? That's
Mine
the question.
Mine tasted like, it was a very artificial coffee flavor. It tasted like, what is it? I mean, it was like a thick milk coffee. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hey, Brian, come on over to the house. I've got some thickened apple juice.
No.
Hear a little Daryl chuckling in the background.
Oh, that was Daryl, right, because he was the taste tester sometimes as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have him on that segment. Well done.
I was thinking that was one where I go, like I had problems with it.
Oh, yeah, when you gagged.
Yeah.
What was that?
Thickened liquid, but what was that?
I don't know now. I got to find this. Hold on.
Yeah.
I have this clip. Hold on.
Oh, I know you do.
It's just been ages.
I know. Oh, I know you do.
Is this it? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. What was that? I don't know what that was. It was something that I tasted that I did not like.
Oh, it says Bailey gag? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Hold on. Huh. Do I have any other note on that? No, that's it. I don't know what you were gagging on. Someone in the chat.
Bailey gag.
It wasn't a Nerdtacular panel. It was here.
No, it was on the show, and it was was it a bird nest drink? Did I drink?
Was it that bird nest drink?
Maybe it was that. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe we did that. Yeah. They filter all
Jamie
that through.
Has to find that audio.
That's the worst.
That was really bad. Filtered through a bird nest or something. Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Were there all like egg bits and baby bits and pee and poop in there?
Right, exactly.
I still can't believe that was a thing. I still can't believe that exists.
I know.
All right, that's it for that. Thanks, Jamie, for that. Quick email from a listener. This is from John, who sent this in.
Send and receive email.
He said, hey, Scott and Brian, several shows ago, Scott mentioned that a pigeon had pooped on him. Then he made a comment like, well, they were here before us. He says, actually, I love these actuallys.
Actually,
pigeons were introduced into North America around 400 years ago from Europe. Humans have been in North America for probably at least 21,000 years. Love the show, though, John. Well, that makes a point.
But were you meaning they were here in America before us or here on Earth before us?
I kind of meant the on Earth before us is what I mean.
Yeah.
Like birds precede us.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Maybe not even specifically pigeons, but birds, the other animals were here before Homo erectus.
Right. And more importantly, those birds were definitely in this little area I live in before I was. Right?
Right. Yeah, sure. So, there you go. You can even go there as well.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. But we moved the feeder. This was the big, this is what did the trick. You moved the feeder just a little bit to the left on where the fence is.
Oh, good.
And they stopped pooping right where the chair is. So,
well, good. Yeah. It seemed like that was bad planning on your part, really, more than the birds are not at fault.
Yeah. And by my part, I'm going to say Kim's part. She did. Anyway, thanks, John. If you'd like to send us your own emails and tell us stuff, you can. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. real quick, I want to mention these patrons who are now supporters of the show since we last spoke. Patreon.com/TMS. Here are the brand new people. Terry Davis, Neil Jose, Cyan Rowlands, and Ryan Kingsella.
Sean, I did it again.
Yeah, he also subbed to FilmSack, and I got it wrong there as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, we mentioned his name there, too. Yeah,
yep.
Right.
I keep getting it wrong. Anyway, sorry about that, Sean.
Or Kian. Somebody said it was pronounced Kian.
Is it Kian?
Last week, we were talking about this name. For somebody else, I think we said Kian. Or somebody in the chat room said Kian. C-I-A-N.
Email me Kian or Kyan or Cyan or whatever your name really is and tell me. Yeah. I'd love to know.
Sean.
Anyway, having you guys around is great. And you guys get bonus content every day. You get you never get an ad in the show. And more importantly, you support your favorite podcast. So go be like them. Patreon.com/TMS for everything else. It's frogpants.com/TMS. And that'll do it. We're out of here. Anything weird tomorrow? No, tomorrow's normal. We're all good. No,
tomorrow's normal. I mean, the only thing weird will be us. Ha!
I see what you did. Things don't get weird schedule-wise till the end of the month, but we'll keep you informed of what we're doing. So both right. Byron and I have trips, and it's all a little nutty, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, but we'll be back tomorrow, and I think that's all we have today. Brian, let's play a song to take him out.
Yes, sir. Troy wrote in months ago and said, "It's my birthday today."
Wow.
I was late to request this year. Let me make sure. Yep. I was late to request this year. I managed to give it 8 months notice last year. Hopefully you can squeeze this request in. Can I get a Test the Ships Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch?
Okay. Just a second.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
Yeah.
Perfect. Wasn't there somebody had merged those, right? Or do you still have that?
I don't remember if I kept it. Let's see.
Hey.
No, that's you. No, that's that guy. Hold on. No. No.
You need to read.
No. I don't know where it is. I think I may have done that one time and then checked the file. I could be wrong, but yeah. You get them separate today. That's how it works for you, buddy.
Right, exactly. By the way, the chat room can't even agree on how C-I-N is pronounced.
No, they've been going back and forth for days.
Claire's
here.
Like, no, it's Kian. K. Katsumi is agreeing about Kian.
See, I would have thought Claire would know because it sounds Irish, that name.
Well, you know, probably just depends on where C-I-A-N is from, like where this person who joined our Patreon is from. If they're Irish, it's probably Kian. If it's not, then it might be pronounced Sean.
Now, if he had a Y instead of an I, I would think my inkjet printer is out of a certain color.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So please, where are magenta and yellow? All right. So a cover of or by the Presidents of the United States of America. I've got one for you. I've got a great one here by Lee Kernaghan. Lee Kernaghan, which is might be this was recorded in Australia. I don't know if he's an Australian artist. But back in 2000, he recorded this cover of Lump for the Andrew Denton Musical Challenge. This is where they're given a list of songs that they have to pick from to do a cover of, and Lump was one of those options. This might be the most unusual cover of the President's United States of America's Lump you've ever heard. It's great. It's almost like if the Lumineers did it. It's fantastic. Here is Lee Kernaghan and Lump.
Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally emotionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in her lost pajamas, totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's Lump, she might be dead. Lump lingered, lost in line for brains. Once she got kind of rotten and insane. Small things so sad, the birds could land. Is Lump fast asleep or just rocking with the band? She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's Lump, she might be dead. was limp and lonely, needed a shove. Lump slipped on a kiss and tumbled into love. She spent her 20s between the sheets. Life limped along at subsonic speed. She's lump, she's lump, she's in my head. She's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she might be dead. Is this lump out of my head? I think so. Is this lump out of my head? I think so. Is this lump out of my head? I think so. Is this lump out of my head?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Now you're ready to take the order.
Oh, finally.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.